This is Joel Selvin, and we're back in the Basement Record Library. Our guest tonight, Sal Valentino, we're talking about the 1967 album by the Beau Brummels, Triangle. What is the concept of the album?
A trip, you know, a journey. Stay on the path, you know, or what happens along the path. That kind of thing, sort of, you know. Stan Kornin tied it together more like that. In his imagination than we were trying to do. But they were, you know, the thing too was very cool about it is that it was a project, you know, and so Ellie's that kind of guy. He writes, you give him something to do and he'll write songs for it. It's like writing songs for a show and a musical. And so basically it's out of that kind of, you know, craft.
Some good songs on this album.
Yeah, there were. Yeah.
To know if you would go to Magic Hollow. Yes, come with me, come up with me to Magic Hollow. Touch the stars as in a dream. Everything you touch is deemed magic. Must make the time, make it one time to what you are missing. Magic delight beyond your sight, fantastic prison. Lights and colors lingering, spin them, touch their splendor in magic. Ooh, it's magic. Blessed, you have not guessed, so won't you follow? For through the dark, I hear the lark of Magic Hollow calling out a melody veiled within my memory. Magic, hey, yeah, magic.
Hollow, I wrote in Golden Gate Park. I got the idea for it in Golden Gate Park. I started, like, Magic Hollow and Wolf. I started Only Dreaming Now is something I started to. It's probably it. There might be another one. But and it was good, too. It worked, you know. It was the only time that Ron and I worked together. And we never worked together again after that. It was the first time we'd worked together and never worked again together. And it was great working with him, seeing how he did it, you know. I didn't know anything about it. I never used a rhyming dictionary or thesaurus or any of that stuff. And Ron had everything available to him.
Who all was working with you on the record? I see Van Dyke Parks is playing on this.
Well, Van Dyke, you know, he hadn't done Song Cycle yet, or he was working on it. And he played a harpsichord on Magic Hollow. But they didn't, they were like, Lenny brought him in, you know, including Randy. And we did a Randy song because, you know, Randy was Lenny's friend. And we liked Randy, you know, I mean, we were all young and happening together. And we didn't know any better. we had a good time doing it.
You did the guide vocals to the Randy Newman first album?
I sang, yeah, because Randy conducted. Actually, the plan backfired on Randy. He thought he was going to have his father persuaded him to have his uncle come in to do the conducting, you know, Alfred. And but when Alfred got there, he said, he's doing great. He says, he's doing great, everything. Leave him alone. He can do it. You know, and his father was like, really a scene. I couldn't believe what was going on because the studio is like sacred to me. It's like, you know, it's like it's work. And there's his two brothers carrying on in the background. And the musicians, you know, coming in, like almost kissing Alfred's ring because they adore him. You know, he'd won 9 Oscars and most of the guys were from the studios, the movie studios, MGM and whatever. And so they all knew of him. Oh, it was just great. And Randy wound up, he started out going out to conduct, and then he was going to go back and sing. And it turned out that it was like, I think, 2 of the sessions I sang. I sang on, sang So Long, Dad. Oh, God, I can't remember the songs now. But it was a great experience for me. I'd never sang with that many instruments before. Man, you can't believe how you sing. You know, it comes like right up through you. It's like the music. You know, I just sang like I never sang before.
Is that true? Still polishing the same floor. I miss my good old dad. My, but I'm glad to see ya.
Now, it's good a record as Triangle was for its time, Bradley's Barn might have been even a little better. How did Bradley's Barn come to happen?
Lenny brought it up, but he called Owen, and Owen set it up for us. It was Owen's studio, Owen Bradley. It was a barn out in the country. It wasn't in Nashville. It was quite a ways out. I mean, it must have been at least maybe close to an hour drive, if it wasn't longer. It was out nowhere. It was just really nothing around. But he got all those guys for us, Jerry Reed. Jerry still hadn't had a record yet, but he was real good. You know, he was like a Chet Atkins project, and Wayne Moss, Kenny Buttrey, and Norbert Putnam. I just met Norbert Putnam. I ran into him in Tennessee. I was there last year to do a show. He was there with one of the guys that was there. Can't remember. Coley, John Ford Coley. Yeah, he's a friend of his. Yeah. Ron was a guy, he was writing for a show. And when we found that we were going, he wanted to go. He'd probably always wanted to go to Nashville all his life. And he was high as a kite to go there. He was playing better than any time he ever played. And he wrote all those songs. I mean, Cherokee Girl. What the hell was he writing? You know, there's no reason to write Cherokee Girl in California. But all of that stuff was written for then. And we got their attention, too, when we first started running them down at the barn the first night we worked. In fact, Wayne Moss said, when after Ron and I ran down, I think it was Cherokee Girl, he says, well, what do you want us to play? You know, and there was Jerry Reed there was Wayne Moss, and there was Harold Bradley, Owen's brother, who's a guitar player, too. And Ron was like, you know, he was so up for it. He'd come to town with more guitar than anybody imagined could be played.
Coyote hunts his frightened meal. The moon splits on the broken wheel. She don't know about the way she feels. Cherokee girl. Coyote hunts on winter ground. He tries to track a shadow. Cherokee girl.
shines down so lazily. She takes out that front door key, Cherokee
This is Selvin on the City.
From Bradley's Barn by the Beau Brummels. That was Turn Around and Cherokee Girl. This is Joel Selvin. Selvin on the City returns with our guest tonight in the Basement Record Library, Beau Brummels vocalist Sal Valentino.